morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem. It's a beautiful day. How you doing today? Can you believe it's already June 24th? Oh my goodness. Right around the corner is the 4th of July. Boy, that's going to be fun. What do you have planned? Are you doing a barbecue? How about some fireworks? You know, I wasn't sure. Driving around, I have seen all these little stations open up, tents open up. And where I come from, in the places I live, you can actually have like bottle rockets and all these fun little firecracker things. And I've been asking, I had a barbecue with my Uncle Hal. Hello, good morning to him this morning. And my mom and dad, I think they're listening. They're in town as well. But we were talking about fireworks, and it sounds like here in this area, and I'm going to verify it. I got some people in the studio that have lived here for a while. They're going to help me verify this or not, but I'll introduce you to them shortly. But I think it's just like sparklers and things that you can shoot off just like in your driveway is what I understand. But I got excited. I was like, some normalcy seeing these pop up. Oh, maybe we can have some celebrations, you know, as we continue to work towards opening up our communities and getting back to life and living, right? And still being mindful that there is COVID-19 out there in the communities, but there's still so much, I'd say, restraint on the way that we're living our lives. And how are you doing with that? I know for me, it's been a little bit of a struggle. And today is a little bit of a struggle for me as now the first official day in our county, Polk County, Marion County, seven counties in Oregon, you'll have to, when you go to your grocery store, you'll have to wear a mask. Of course, unless you have a medical condition and you can't wear a mask, in which they're not allowed to ask you what your medical condition is. So it's going to be, I think, more or less businesses on the businesses. And if you end up saying, I have a medical condition, I cannot wear a mask, and they don't let you in, kind of no shoes, no shirt, no service. It may be like that, but you need to be mindful of it and you need to be prepared. And that part kind of, I think it's good to be mindful and wear a mask when you're around people who are maybe potentially susceptible to diseases. But I think about personal responsibility, and I think about how important it is that I'm maintaining my health, making sure that I stay healthy and I'm not around anybody who's ill. And I'm making sure that my immunity is built up and I'm doing my part in that regards. And so I don't know how you're doing with that. I'm struggling with it a little bit today. And so again, I spent some time in prayer about that this morning in my attitude. But on a good note, the legislature is starting today, special session. Yes, our special session is kicking off right here in Salem, and there is going to be a little bit of a Liberty We the People rally down at the Capitol today. I don't know if you know that or not, but you could certainly attend. I think things are kicking off about 8 a.m. this morning. They're going to do some sign waving and holding up the flags and some patriotic things, making sure that our elected leaders know that we're there and that we're watching. And I want to encourage you, our listeners, to make sure that you're paying attention. We'll put some links up on our Facebook page, because the Capitol isn't it's not an open thing where you can go in and actually watch these sessions because of COVID-19. So you want to be vigilant, go online, you want to make sure that you're paying attention, watch for your elected leaders. I know Representative Bill Post is really good. Senator Kim Thatcher is very good at giving us updates and calls to action. We'll make sure to put that on our Facebook page too, and stay in tune to those groups on Facebook and through your natural networks of patriotic, liberty-minded, conservative issues that are going to be coming up, and at least do our part in making sure that we share our opinions. Now, it remains to be seen if we'll be heard or not, right? But at least we can do our part. And I want to say a special thanks to all of you that wrote into the Salem City Council. You know, we had a lot of people writing in about keeping our police funded. And certainly if you listen to the news this morning or see in the headlines, you know, all of the protests, more or less are riots, all the police force have to be in town, in Portland, protecting people, protecting buildings in Portland, that there was an incident that happened. I don't know if you saw this or not, but someone was breaking into an apartment complex. There's video of it. Crash through the window. Video of it. And guess what? The police couldn't come because they were all downtown. And so there's some resources, allocation of resources. And I don't think it's a really good time to think about defunding the police. I don't know. Personally, that's how I feel about it. So there's some things to stay vigilant about. And you know me, I'm going to call it as I see it. But I also want to keep it positive. I want to keep things positive. And I think if we stay encouraged, engaged, and educated on the facts, then we can make a difference. And we want to be a part of the solution, not just complain about it, right? And so staying connected to our community, staying connected with our neighbors, making sure that they're doing all right is really, really important. Keeping our eyes open and our ears open and being there, rolling up our sleeves and finding out how we can be a part of that solution. And staying encouraged, engaged, and empowered, I want to stay connected right here in Salem. And part of that is connecting with our business owners who take such incredible risk to open up their doors every single day and connect with the community and provide services. And one of the businesses that I feel really privileged to connect with right here in Salem is a business called Capital Pawn. Yes, Capital Pawn. My friends Beth and Adam are in the studio with me today. How are you doing today? Good morning.
Good morning. It's early.
Oh,
good
morning. It is. You guys are brave to get up and venture out on this beautiful, right, Salem morning.
Indeed.
Yes, and I want to say congratulations to you. I had last week Bill Cummings on the air, and he's with the Best of Willamette Valley. And we're talking about, we're going through, and we're making these announcements of who's winning this category and who's winning that. And I open up the magazine right here. This beautiful Reader Digest. I tell people it's a little bit bigger than the Daily Bread, but not quite a whole magazine, you know, like, I don't know, like a Newsweek or whatever. But here it is. The Best of Willamette Valley. And right there is your picture, voted Best Pawn Shop. Capital Pawn, 2020 winner and in the gold category. Congratulations. That feels good.
Thank you.
We were really excited to see that.
And you just shared with me as you got into the studio this morning, you got another notice of another accolade. Tell me about that.
Yes. Yeah, so Pawn Leaders Magazine actually did top shops in America, and we were voted one of the top 10 shops in America. So that was very exciting as well. So about the same time.
Oh, my goodness. So certainly some good news. We needed some good news, didn't we?
We do need good news.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So about 3 weeks ago, and we'll just touch on this briefly because I've got some questions, and we're going to open up the phone lines to our friends today if you want to join the conversation, if you have any questions about the pawn industry and all the fun things there. And we'd love to visit with you on the phone. Our studio line is 503-589-1220. But a few weeks ago, you know, I go through the headlines, I look at the paper, and I get this notification that there was an incident that happened at Capital Pawn. What happened?
We had a fire.
Oh, no.
So we had a fire at about 11:40 p.m. on a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, we had our camera systems picked it up, and we found that we had done a loan on a couple of lithium-batteried skateboards. These skateboards are still purchased at Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods and stuff right now. Well, the batteries exploded.
Oh, my.
And... yeah, it did some damage in our store. We're still going through that right now with the insurance adjusters. We're getting it cleaned up, but it's going to be a little bit of time before we get the doors back open. We're looking for some temporary things to do in the meantime as far as servicing our customers, but our retail will be shut down until we can get the doors back open, but we're going to be back bigger and better than ever once we do. So
awesome. And this is a location that you do you own the property there or
yes.
do you rent? Okay, so this is something you could build on and make it bigger and better and maybe even make it the way
City won't let us make it any bigger.
Any bigger? Yeah. Can you go up higher?
We talked to planning and zoning about that one. But it'll be nice. It'll be finished out nice on the inside. You know, I think it'll be set up a lot like the way we had it.
Mm-hmm.
The way we have the layout of our pawn shop is not your typical pawn
shop.
That's
for sure.
It feels more like you're walking into a retail setting, and within that retail setting, we have a nice little room that we called Capital Couture,
mm-hmm.
And it feels like a boutique. And so that's where we sell all of our jewelry, and we sell tons and tons of handbags and luxury handbags from Louis Vuitton and Chanel and Hermes down to, you know, your Coach and Dooney and Burke and everything in between.
And you have some phenomenal, had some phenomenal watches, too. Watches, jewelry, people when I was there. And I will say, friends, and you've heard me talk with them before, perhaps, but it's an experience going into your shops. And the cool thing is that you've expanded, right? So you have shops in other places right now. So even though Salem is in rebuild, you can go to, we can go to these other shops. Talk to
right.
me a little bit about that.
So it we were surprised to have opened three at the same time this year. So mm-hmm. we opened Albany, McMinnville at the first of the year, and you can go to either of those stores, or Beaverton, which we just opened in the middle of the pandemic. So that was kind of exciting and interesting mm-hmm. and unique about Capital Pawn is that we opened a business in the middle of the pandemic.
And right. terrible timing.
Oh, yeah. My.
But one of the things that we want to make sure happens as a customer walks in, we want to make sure that they feel better having walked in mm-hmm. and come into our establishment than they did when they were standing outside. Uh-huh. So you'll find a similar experience in Albany that you did in Salem or mm-hmm. a similar experience in McMinnville and Beaverton. So we try and make that very similar. So we want you to feel better when you're when you come in than mm-hmm. when you better when you leave than when you
before
and you walked
walk,
in.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
And
thank
that's
you.
Really about relationships, because that's what sets you apart. When we experienced the pawn shop for the first time, we were looking for silver. And it was right about the time the pandemic started, I believe. And everybody was just so friendly. Your staff was so friendly. You see people. And that starts the relationship. And then you get to know them. And we talked about this before, Adam, but remind people, we have a couple minutes before we get into break, but remind how a pawn shop is essential services in that in the financial world, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're a bank to about 20% of society out there. Mm-hmm. And so because we're a non-recourse lender, we lend based on collateral. We don't do credit checks, income checks, you know, any type of background history on the customer. We do collect customer information, and we take an item of collateral and we assess a value to it and give a loan based on that. And on jewelry and firearms, over 90% of those items or people come back and pick up their items. And then on the other general merchandise, like your TVs, your laptops, and game consoles, it's a little bit fewer people that come back and pick it up, but it's still around 80% that do come back and get it. We're not your traditional lender. Mm-hmm. We're a lender where you can go and get cash within minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, if the transmission goes out in your car, or you know, you're not getting that paycheck this Friday, you need something to hold you over till next week, then yeah, we're the people where you can just bring an item in and we can write a loan for you. It's a 60-day loan. You don't have to pick it up in 60 days. Just pay us the interest like you would on any other loan you had, mm-hmm. and we'll give you another 60 days.
And this is something that you can continue, finding ways to continue this part here in Salem while you're rebuilding the retail store. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
All right. When we get back, I have a few more questions for you, particularly about your logo there. That's pretty cool, your crest. I want to talk about that when we get back, all right?
All right.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Wednesday and every day. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good
Good morning, Salem, Kaiser, Turner, Silverton, wherever you're at today. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Stacey Ann, Reliable News Talk Radio. News that you can use on this wonderful Wednesday. And oh, it's going to be a warm day today again. Not quite like yesterday, 92 degrees. Oh my goodness. It was a sweltering time. And I wasn't really complaining. I got a little bit of a sunburn, or I say a freckle because I'm a redhead. I don't really tan. I freckle. But it was nice to sit out and have a barbecue and let that fresh, cool air in the evening kind of settle in. And today it'll be about 79, 80 degrees. Right now it's 61 degrees. So it's a good day if you got something adventurous to do. Maybe do it earlier in the day than later in the day as it warms up today. I want to say, I want to ask this question to Beth and Adam. I've got Beth and Adam from Capital Pawn right here in Salem. They're in the studio with me, hanging out with me today. And today is a special day. You know, every day they do like a national day of something, right? Well, today is National Pralines Day. Yeah. What's you like chocolate and little nuts in there? And was it caramel or whatever, you know? So if somebody's into pralines, this is your day.
It's like a cookie.
It's kind of a cookie sweet deal. He's looking at us like
New Orleans.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun.
Yeah.
It's also parchment day. National Parchment Day. So those that cook with parchment paper, who knew, right? So it's just like things that make you go, mm-hmm. So those things are going on today. And if it's your birthday today, it's not my birthday. And you had a birthday recently, Beth.
I did, yeah.
If it's your birthday and you're listening today, happy birthday to you. Yeah, we certainly would love, we'd love to announce your birthday or wish your family member or embarrass them or however you want to do that. If you call us, let us know someone's birthday. We'd love to honor them in that way. And certainly if you're working in the yard doing some garden work or whatever and you have some things piling up around the house, I want to remind you that Clayton Ward Recycling is accepting concrete, wood, and yard debris, dirt, and gravel. Most of these things, there's not a cost or an expense to dropping them off. So if you need more information about that, give him a call, 503-393-8700. And so we've been talking with Beth and Adam about Capital Pawn and pawning, and that we talked last segment about it's an essential service to our community. You said, if I remember right, about 20% of folks that use this service, and it is important. I know in my life, people... early on, especially the younger we were, you know, cash strapped, you don't want to maybe use a lot of credit cards and things like that. And you have a car need or you have something that comes up or an unexpected bill or things like that. And you go, you have an item of value and go and pawn it for a short time. And that's important. And I think people don't realize that there are a lot of people who operate without a bank. They don't use the bank. They don't, it's a cashless type, or a cash based type existence. And so it is essential service. When you were thinking about starting the pawn shop, you had been in the banking industry, right? You'd done mortgages and things. So you had some knowledge going into this. When you started and launched this business, how did you come up with this idea? And certainly, how did you come up with this beautiful logo?
It definitely wasn't my idea. It was Adam's idea, the whole pawn shop thing. Mm-hmm. But I will say the logo was important to us. And when we started working with it, we wanted it to represent not only who we are and what we stand for, but we wanted it to stand out from the crowd. And so we picked our colors first, which are orange and gray. And orange is a pretty powerful color instead of red, because everybody has red and yellow.
Right.
A lot of people do for advertising. Mm-hmm. So we chose orange and gray to stand out from the crowd. And then, you want to talk about the shield a little bit, Adam?
Well, people can't see it, so it's hard to explain.
Yeah, I'll put it on the Facebook page so they can go. But it's beautiful. But, it's got...
There's a lot of symbolism that we put in it. Stuff for our family and stuff for our beliefs. And so it just kind of encapsulates us and who we are. So
I'll describe a little bit what I'm looking at. Probably easier, huh?
Sure, go for it.
So when you look at their logo at the top, there's a crown. And at each tip of the crown, there's five tips. And there's a star at the top. And you said that symbolizes...
For the five people in our family.
Your family and your faith,
and our
right?
faith, yep.
And then there's the crest, right? Which looks kind of like Scottish, something fun, you know, like heritage, right?
Yep, right.
And so that's important because...
My family is Scottish. My grandfather actually came over on a boat.
Ooh.
So, you know, we're pretty new Americans.
Yes.
I like to think.
So there's some heritage and fun there. And then it's got some wings, which we talked about could be like soaring eagle wings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
wings are just cool.
Very cool. Kind of, I know in our biking world with Harley and stuff, you see a lot of wings. That's pretty cool. And then you have the CP for Capital Pawn in the crest. And then on the side you have...
What do we have?
1911.
Oh, a couple of 1911s.
1911s.
Because 1911s are cool.
And we sell a lot of guns.
Yes, you do. In fact, you were doing, right before the fire, you were doing like a raffle fun thing and doing Facebook Live.
We got shut down for that.
Apparently we can't do that.
Well,
it was super fun.
It was great.
People loved it.
Oh, my gosh.
Really loved
it. We had fun watching. Your Facebook Lives are so much fun. And are you continuing this in Albany and some of the other stores? Because that is fun to tune in and have you feature these things. And I got to do a special appearance once, too.
That was cool. Yeah, that was really fun. So we would like to continue to do that. Right now we're working on just making sure everything's rolling in Salem. But as soon as we're able to, we'll be reaching out to the other stores, and we'll actually be going to the other stores and doing our Facebook Lives there.
I love
it. So that'll be really fun. There is one thing on our crest that I want to mention because it pertains specifically to pawn.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a pawnbroker, you will know what it is.
Ah.
It's the three balls. And
the three pawn balls.
Okay. The three pawn balls. And
tell
a lot of people don't know about that.
Okay.
There's a history with pawn in the pawn world.
Mm-hmm.
We are the second oldest industry in the world.
Hmm.
Pawnbroking is.
Ah.
And it always meant banking.
Okay.
From the beginning, it was about banking. Yes. And the three balls were actually gold balls, and they represented to people, because they couldn't read at the time,
mm-hmm.
it represented to people that we were willing to trade, barter, loan,
mm-hmm.
and that we were open and available for business. Is there more to it that you can recall?
That's about what I
can. Yeah, ballers.
I've seen that around, and I wondered what that was, and I guess it just looked like it was part of the crest. So
nope.
That's a great thing to know. And, you know, when you talk about bartering and trading your time for your talent, you know, that's ancient.
You're
absolutely. Exactly right. And it's important that we have that ability and that freedom and that liberty to do so. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation, and I invite you to join in as well. 503-589-1220. If you have a question, I think Adam and Beth are brave enough to answer what they may know. Yeah, give us a call. We'd love to have you join in. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good morning to you. Oh, it's a beautiful day, and it's always fun when you get to hang out with people who make you smile and laugh, right? And I'm not just talking about every day waking up with Terry. He does make me smile and laugh. He's pretty fun. He's going to be on the air with me on Friday, in fact. We're going to talk a little more about Constitution and things that he likes to talk about. He'll educate us on how we can stay informed and engaged. And he's also, along with Phil, my engineer, he's also listening, making sure that mic levels are good and that I turn mics on and things. And so I appreciate his assistance as well. And we're hanging out together with Beth and Adam. They have Capital Pawn right here in Salem, in Beaverton, in McMinnville, and Albany. Did I get it all right?
Yes,
you did.
Yay.
Yeah.
And so pawning is such a... Is that a term? Pawning?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Pawning is an essential service. We established that. There is a need in our communities for it. We are so fortunate to have you all here, and it really is an experience. When you go into Capital Pawn, it's not your typical, I think maybe the movie or the TV show Pawn Stars kind of has opened people's eyes and dispelled some of the myths of what a pawn shop is. And certainly, there are some myths out there, right? One of them is that I've heard, and maybe you can help me, Adam or Beth, either one of you jump in on this, that people are afraid to, on the retail side of things, to buy anything at a pawn shop because it might be a stolen good. How do you prevent that?
Well, let's go through the process.
Yes.
Okay.
So, because we are one of the most regulated industries in the nation,
yes.
We have a lot of rules we have to follow, and one of them is how we take in items.
Yep. So we're very regulated. If someone brings us an item, we get detailed information of who is bringing us that item, along with photos of their ID, thumbprints, and detailed lists of that item. So if the item has a serial number, we collect that serial number. It goes into our computer. If it doesn't have a serial number, we put down as good a description as we can, and or take a photo of it, and it is sent off to the police on a daily basis. And once we do that, it starts pinging through a national database, trying to find serial number matches. And so the premise of everything in a pawn shop is stolen, we work really, really, really hard to try not to have any of that in our store. And when people come in, and I mean, we'll literally have people come in our store and say, well, that's mine. I said, really? How do you know that? Well, because I used to have one just like it.
Mm.
That's got to be it. Well, they did make probably a couple of million of these.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we'll kind of go through that process.
We can track it back.
We can track where it came back. Mm-hmm. You know, they had it stolen from them, you know, last week, and we've had this item in our system for a month.
Right.
You know, so we can do different things like that. But what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, do you shop on eBay? Do you shop on Amazon? Do you shop on OfferUp, Craigslist, all these other social media sites, you know, Facebook Marketplace? Do you know the history behind those items that you buy there?
Right.
And those aren't regulated by the
Not
police.
Not regulated.
We are regulated.
Right. So it's important that, you know, I think it's good for the consumers to know this. And what I found, even the headphones that I'm wearing, when my headphones, which I'd had were Bose and I'd had since 2013, died a month ago. I went into Capital Pawn and I said, what do you have? I need some headphones. And guess what? I found some upgraded Bose and I'm loving them. They got Bluetooth and all of that. So you have good technology, great updated, even we talked about the jewelry and everything, but a lot of technology, TVs, things like that, things of value that I've just trained myself to go to pawn shops first before I go anywhere else, because sometimes often a lot of the programming is already done too, so I don't have to worry about, you know, on a computer or whatever, a lot of the software is there. And so these are things people can, like when the school changed, it shift, right? School shift and everybody is at home. Okay, now we got to have laptops and Chromebooks and things.
Right.
You guys were a source, a help to the community in that regards, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we call that hashtag pawn shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go and get almost anything that you need for school, especially calculators, laptops, headphones, because everybody was at home at the time the pandemic hit. So they had to have headphones because they had three people in their household now that had laptops. So those, we sell all those kinds of things, tablets, cell phones, all of those types of things you can.
Yep.
And we've all run them through a system so that they're clean and they've been through the police. So we know they're not stolen. And like, anywhere else.
I know.
Anywhere else, actually.
Pretty much. And a lot of people are doing a lot of online shopping and Facebook classified things like that, right? So then on also firearms. Firearms is an important Second Amendment right, something I'm really very getting behind. And I love the fact that you guys also do some training. You do the concealed weapons training. Talk to me a little bit about that.
So once a month, typically it's every Tuesday of each month, we offer
Wednesday.
Or Wednesday, sorry.
Mm-hmm. It is Wednesday today.
We
second Wednesday of every month, usually.
Conceal carry class within our store. We're not doing it right now and for the next few months, but we will be getting back to that.
Okay.
But yeah, that is something.
And so if someone was interested, right, in taking a class, what would you learn at a concealed carry class?
So we do that in conjunction with Kevin from Tick Lickers, and he's the actual instructor. And he tells you everything that you need to know in order to get your certificate. But is there something specific?
Oh, they go through the basics of...
I've actually taken the class.
When and where you should carry.
Right.
You know, where you can't carry, where you can. You know, they go through some basic gun safety. You know, there is no shooting involved in the class.
Okay.
And
you don't bring a firearm at all.
You don't bring a firearm.
Okay.
And so it's just kind of basic stuff. We offer the Oregon permit, and we also offer the Utah permit. So
and
a lot of people like to get the Utah.
Right.
Because it's covered in a lot more states, including Washington, which Washington doesn't recognize Oregon's.
Oh, so there's, they call it reciprocity, or however you say that fancy word, that you get it in one state, it's good in other states. And but in right now in our county, Marion County, is it the whole state or just our county is open carry? What is that? Oregon's open carry. But to have a concealed carry, you need to have a permit. And that they do a federal background check. Is that through, they'll do a registered background check through the systems, the feds and the state, I think. And so those things, when you take the class, will be all clarified.
Yeah, they do the background check for you.
Okay. So good to know. And I think a lot of people, I know I've heard national statistics in the last, particularly last 4 months, a lot of people are getting up to speed on firearms, personal safety, you know, especially with the deregulation and the talk of deregulating the police force and defunding and all of that, being responsible, personally responsible, and knowing what we need to do to protect ourselves is very, very important. So when we talk about these other stores that you have, and now I don't know how many people you had on staff here in Salem, how are they doing? And that's a big big shock because you've been able to work through the pandemic. You've been able to keep us up until the fire, the loss of the fire.
So if you know us at all, you will know that our crew is vital to us and they're very important to us, mm-hmm. as well as our customers. Two most important things we do are hang out with our crew and our customers. So right now, they are all still working, and they are working in our different locations. So Albany, especially, they're working in Albany. We kind of took over Albany and evaded a little bit, but it's okay because they don't have to wear face masks there.
Mm.
So they're in Polk County? No, sorry, they're in Lynn
County.
Lynn County. So they've actually, they're excited about that fact.
Geography is not her major.
No. And people, I love people. Mm-hmm. So they're actually working with us. They're in Salem getting us prepared and ready to start renovating.
Yay.
So they're doing a little bit of a different job description than they normally would, but they're having a lot of fun and enjoying it.
And your location in Albany is where?
It's at 2736 Pacific Boulevard.
Pacific Boulevard. So if you're pulling into Albany going down Pacific, go past the...
Winco Costco.
Yeah, Winco Costco, Costco gas station.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll see an Anytime Fitness on the left.
Yep, just past Waverly Park, and we're going to be on your left.
Is that the second exit or the first exit?
Be the first exit.
Okay. But don't go over Waverly. If you've gone over Waverly,
you've gone a little too far. So it's kind of on the left side. I remember. I haven't not been there, but I remember seeing it.
Yeah, it's the old Anytime Fitness.
Oh, is that right? There is a...
Golden Town Buffet.
Buffet, yes. Yeah. And there is a restaurant there in Albany. That has
several of them.
I think it's called Rogers, has the best strawberry shortcake.
Really?
Oh, really?
So, sometime when you're over there, we'll have to stop and
Albany's
have coffee.
Got some
and
great restaurants downtown.
Albany's got some fun things happening down there.
Yeah,
and it's a fun area to be in. That park is beautiful, too. Mm-hmm. Spent some time there as a kid because my Uncle Butch lives in the area. He lives out on Riverdale, somewhere out there along the river. And we're going to go to barbecue tomorrow night with them. But Albany is a fun place. And so your staff is there and you have folks in Beaverton at your shop that just opened during the pandemic.
Yep.
How's that going?
They did. Actually, it's going pretty smoothly. They have some beautiful handbags there. So they're really doing a lot of handbags and jewelry there. They're doing pretty well.
It's pretty slow.
It's slow, but
It's Portland area, so I think everybody's a little bit more
tentative out there.
Tentative.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're situated right in between a Circuit City and
Video Only.
Video Only. Circuit City's gone. Video Only and Tammy's Hobbies.
Okay.
And so we're
the traffic
right in between
is right there then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so got a lot of people walking in and out of there, but I mean, I say slow just because there's just not a whole lot of people out there in the pandemic.
And those counties in that area are just now starting to open up for the first time. And so during the COVID-19 and during this season of change, you've had rapid change in how you've done the business, and you handled that so well. And now you have this change with the fire. Tell me about your future. You're talking about rebuilding. You're talking about during the rebuild, having continue to do the loans, right? Mm. Are you letting people know through Facebook? How are you letting people know what you're doing and that you're available for business?
Facebook is our big thing that we reach out through, but they can certainly give us a call.
Okay.
503-385-1394.
Yeah, and still answering the phone.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What was that again?
503-385-1394. 1394.
All right. So Capital Pond hanging out with me, Beth and Adam today. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. When we come back from this break, we'll continue to open up the lines, take questions that you might have. Give us a call, 503-589-1220.
Good morning.
Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Together on this wonderful Wednesday, I want to remind you the legislative session, special session, is kicking off today, and there is the We the People meeting down in at the Capitol in the park, waving flags, signs, supporting, and making everybody aware, and our governor, that we're paying attention. We know what's going on, and it is important to stay connected. The Capitol is closed to the public. Many of these sessions, pre-sessions, were done online, Zoom meetings, different things like that, getting the reports ready. They're talking about looking at police reform. They're talking about pandemic stuff. It's important to stay engaged in the special session. No idea how long this is going to last or what's going to pop up. And so it's important that our voices are heard, and we'll keep you informed through our Facebook page, action, call to action type links. So you want to be our friends on Facebook, KSLM Radio, and of course our website. And in an effort to stay engaged in our community and empower you with news that you can use, and supporting our local businesses. It's so fun to have Beth and Adam with Capital Pawn here in the studio. And we're talking about the business of pawning and what that looks like, and kind of dispelling the myths and empowering people. You know, it really is. And I know, because I've worked in social service arena for many, many years in the nonprofit arena, where people came in for services because they just didn't have money. And I know that their use of the pawn industry and being able to trade a valuable item for money to meet a need. Sometimes it's rent, sometimes it's electricity, sometimes it's a car thing, you know. There is an essential need for that. Some of us can't wrap our head around that because we've never been in those positions, but there is a need for that. Now, there's laws and regulations. You guys are highly regulated, not only in the things that you take in on trade, but also on the money end and loaning end. There's things capped, and I think there's some myths around that. What are some of the myths around the loan part? What do people think that when you loan, how that works?
A lot of people think that everything that's in a pawn shop is someone's lost dream.
Not true.
Because so few people actually lose their items.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was mentioning earlier, over 90% of the firearms and jewelry items that people bring into us are redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the stuff that we have in our store for sale, which we have a lot of stuff for sale all the time, is are items that we just buy outright from people.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do we just do loans, but we also just buy. So, you know, if ladies like to bring in a lot of handbags,
mm-hmm.
and maybe trade them or just sell them, and so they can go buy something different. And
or, you know, trade up their jewelry.
And mm-hmm. another myth I want to kind of dispel as well is doing pawns is not just for people that are down and out that don't have money.
Right.
I've done loans for doctors, for attorneys, for some of the largest realtors in town, lenders. I mean, we've done loans for just about every type of people that are in town. And why would they come and get a loan from a pawn shop? Because it's fast and easy. I do loans for farmers
instant.
on their tractors,
mm-hmm.
Hemp farmers, or maybe growers that can't go in or underbanked. It's instant money. So I remember doing a loan for an attorney. He brought in his Rolex. He needed $5,000 right away to do something. And he just brings in his Rolex. We did a quick loan for him. And a week or two later, he comes back and redeems it and picks it up. And so it's just instant money that you can get really quickly without having to do paperwork, without having to go through a qualification process that, we can make those ends meet for all kinds of different people away.
Well, and I'm thinking about some of these folks that for weeks and weeks and weeks, like 12, 13 weeks, are waiting for their unemployment, right? And these are folks that probably drive really nice cars and they're used to having a job, but they've been furloughed or laid off, or maybe their business is closed and they have payments and things as well. And so they wouldn't be your typical people, you know, in our minds anyway, of who would need those quick cash or assistance. I do think it's important that, and we're in that season right now, don't you think? And the whole new word is woke. We're woke, you know, which I think it's overused, just like we're in this together and some of these other sayings, you know, the new normal, all of that. But I do think there's an awareness of making sure that we don't put people in boxes,
or,
you know, predetermine of how they may be just because of this, you know, and being more open-minded about all of that. And I think even as we do life, we need to be more open-minded. And maybe there's a listener right now who has a need, an urgent need, and they don't want to go to social services or the government, because guess what? We think the government's going to be there. Unemployment is a great illustration. Several weeks, you know, you're still waiting to get what's due you, right, in a sense. And so, but there's a way to fill those needs. And if someone wanted a loan today, they could go to Albany, right?
Right. They could go to Albany, Beaverton, or McMinnville. Albany is the closest for most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't take cars. We will buy them, but we don't do loans on cars. But we do loans on jewelry, handguns, firearms, just about anything of value.
Electronics, even up to, you know, motorcycles, four-wheelers, tractors. We can
boats.
Do those as well.
Boats, but not trailers.
We just can't do anything that drives down the road.
Yeah.
And that's registered to the DMV.
We can do motorcycles?
We can do dirt bikes.
Dirt bikes,
not
okay.
Street bikes.
Four-wheelers,
yep.
Those kinds of things. Dune buggy. Do they call them dune buggies out here?
You can call them whatever you want to call them.
Dune buggies, sand, whatever they call them. Yeah, so that's good to know. So someone
what we
might have.
Don't do loans on are lithium battery skateboards
anymore.
Nope. No more. In fact, I'm surprised that they're even going to sell those anymore. You said they're still for sale, but that sounds like a dangerous, dangerous thing. Yeah. Now I understand why on airplanes they ask you about batteries and things, you know.
Right. I'm so glad that wasn't in that person's home.
Yeah.
Oh,
it would have been way worse.
It's unfortunate for us.
What if that was
in that guy's that brought it in his garage
or his apartment complex?
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Or with the gas. You know, I've actually lived through here in Salem as a kid out on a river road. We had a garage fire. It wasn't attached to our house my senior year, and it's very scary when you're there and that happens and you're woke to oh my gosh, there's flames, get down the hill, get away. And so it's tragic. And then my dad's business had a fire at his hay barn on the 4th of July. Someone's hit the hay barn. Unfortunately, it wasn't attached to his business, so
why Oregon can't have good fireworks.
This is actually in South Dakota. But maybe they're thinking ahead, I don't know. But yes, certainly, it's a very traumatic thing when your personal property and that happens. And I'm glad you're getting through the other side and rebuilding.
Especially, we're stewards of people's items, so we want to make sure that we're taking very good care of people's stuff. So, jewelry and firearms they can pick up in Albany, and we're doing a lot of business out of Albany right now. But please do call ahead; that'd be great for Salem people.
Give you direction.
And your website is.
CapPawn.com, CapPawn.com.
And your Facebook page is?
Same. So it's Facebook.com/CapPawn. Just look for our logo.
Yeah, that awesome logo with the crown and the wings and the guns and all of that good stuff. And we'll put a link on our Facebook page, and we'll have this broadcast up on the podcast as well later, so you can share, and let people know. And we just want to encourage you more than anything. You two are a value to our community.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for what you do here, and you give and give and give. I know you do, because that's who you are, beyond your business. So we're just praying with you for a wonderful reboot to your business.
Thank you for
being here today, and however we can help you, let us know. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
You're awesome.
All right. You have a great day. Go get him a praline.
Yeah, I will.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Wednesday and every day. Be blessed, my friends. Lord willing, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.